More than ever, over the last 3+ years, there have been adjustments to legislation that impact business owners, you know, mostly due to COVID. These adjustments had a major impact on businesses, how they handled their company rules, and how employees were treated. Now, 3 years later, we are still adjusting to new legislation, and there is impact now and years down the road. And of course, there is the law, and then there is the implementation of that law. Guidance on how to make things happen always lags behind the actual law being signed. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the benefit companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy. And here's the question. Where do you go to get the legislative info or updates that affect your company? Sadly, business owners have had to try and read legislative changes, understand what does and does not impact them. And then depending on the laws, these business owners had to adjust and then give this information to their employees. Here's the thing. These last 3 years were something that business owners had never seen before. The perfect storm of COVID, shutdowns, legislative changes that impacted businesses that came in flurries, and impacted many administrative functions. Business owners were hammered with trying to pivot and stay viable while navigating all the new laws. Add another layer of cities, counties, and states having different interpretations of the laws. And then think about the businesses with multiple locations in different jurisdictions. It was nuts. I've heard this from business owners. They don't want to deal with reading and understanding new laws. They just want to run their business. So, for example, if a business owner was outsourcing payroll, benefits, retirement plan, administration, and human resources to different vendors, that would be 4 different vendors to talk to about the impact of new legislation on their company. And what are the chances the first vendor has all the details on the impact on the second vendor? I can tell you this. Individual vendors care about their relationship with the company first and don't really care about the other vendors. So, where do you go for your information? Before I go there, think about the latest legislation that mainly impacts retirement plans. Secure Act 2.0 of 2022 was included as part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2023. It was signed into law on December 30, 2022. Secure Act 2.0 is just a portion of the entire act and is 130 pages in length. Now, the law, Secure Act 2.0, starts in 2023 and extends through 2033 and is implemented in stages. Now, I would bet that if I polled a group, any group of business owners on who has read the acts, 130 pages, and understands the impact on their company, there would be no one raising their hands. By the way, if you don't have a retirement plan, listen up, because part of the act requires companies to have one. Of course, there are some exclusions. Sure, there are different interpretations of what a mandatory retirement plan means for each state. Sure, there are exclusions. Sure, there are different interpretations of what a mandatory retirement plan means for each state. Sure, there are incentives to do so that are enticing. In fact, some are little or no cost at all to get it started. Still, how do you figure out the steps and get one started? And these are big questions, what do any of these changes mean to implement? And what actually applies to my company? So I'm not here to bash any vendors. Rather, I'm going to talk about a model, a service model that gives you all these answers and an industry veteran that read the 130 pages and can outline what it means to a business owner. And by the way, I have listened to several webinars on the topic of Secure Act 2.0 presented by CPAs as well as attorneys. They totally get the detail of the law correct. Here's the thing. attorneys and accountants have very little practical knowledge of the impact of the law on other admin functions, which is a really big deal. So, our industry veteran, Paul Dowd, has over 25 years in the retirement plan space. He has read the law, all 130 pages, and given numerous podcasts and webinars on the topic. He speaks to business owners to outline the impact of this act on their business in simple to understand language that drills down to what needs to be done. Then, here at the benefit companies, we're not aware of another firm in the United States that has specialists in payroll, time labor management, benefits, retirement plans, human resources, ACA compliance, and human capital management, as well as the industry leader in technology, UKG, as our partner. This gives us knowledge on the impact of new buckets of retirement plan money and how that impacts payroll and other admin functions. We have analyzed Secure 2.0 and mapped out our strategy to adjust to the impact on retirement plans, as well as the adjustments the other admin functions will have to accommodate. And for the clients who use us for all of our offerings, we already know how their company runs and what they need to plan for. So here's how we are positioned well to digest legislative changes and updates so our clients can stay current or even get ahead of what's coming and keep their business compliant. For Secure Act 2.0, Paul read the 130 pages and shared it with our teams. Our teams identified what the impact would be on each of the other departments. What were the timelines and deadlines? What crossover exists between departments? And what we needed to relay to our clients. Then we proactively shared information with our clients to prepare them for these changes. We also created webinars and podcasts to share what impact Secure Act 2.0 would have on business owners. Now, this is the same approach we took when COVID hit 3 years ago, proactively working with clients to help them understand what was in front of them, what was coming, and how we could work with them to help them survive. Remember, with our tenured specialists in all of our departments, we can speak with authority on what needs to be done. What we have learned from our clients that we brought on since COVID was they were not getting this level of service. This factored in to their decision to make the change to us. What we have learned from our clients is being proactive really works for them. What we have learned from our clients is our ability to handle all of their administrative functions, eliminating relationships with multiple vendors, is desirable. And what we have learned from our clients is they value the fact that we care about their company almost as much as they do. So, where do you get your information? Think about how you get it now. Now, here at the benefit companies, we are already taking that job off of our clients' plate. We can take it off of yours, too. To learn more about the benefit companies, go to connectandsimplify.com and fill out a contact form, or just call me at 262-278-8522. Again, that's connectandsimplify.com and 262-278-8522. We do all the things, including keeping you compliant with all the legislative changes a business owner has to deal with. Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto at the Benefit Companies. Employee and even your children's social media posts can put business in harm's way. Benefit Companies helps implement corporate policy and, if needed, social media insurance. Connect and Simplify. InSource. The Benefit Companies. ConnectandSimplify.com.